Canada's C-22 and Dutch surveillance revelations sharpen digital sovereignty debate. Canada's Bill C-22 is facing organized opposition from privacy advocates and technology professionals who argue the legislation would grant government agencies unprecedented powers to monitor and control online communications. A petition to withdraw the bill has gained substantial momentum, driven by concerns that the legal frameworks C-22 creates for content surveillance could be extended well beyond their stated initial purposes, a pattern critics argue has recurred across similar legislation in other jurisdictions. The Canadian debate is unfolding alongside a separate investigation revealing that U.S. intelligence agencies have been systematically accessing Dutch email communications through data-sharing agreements that compel Dutch internet service providers to share communication metadata, and in some cases content, with American agencies. The mechanism bypasses the theoretical protections of GDPR compliance and EU-based data storage, demonstrating that digital sovereignty frameworks can be circumvented at the level of international legal agreements rather than technical architecture. The Dutch revelations are driving concrete business decisions. European companies are reportedly growing more reluctant to rely on American cloud services or communication platforms, accelerating demand for European-developed alternatives. For technology professionals, both stories carry direct implications for system architecture. Data residency and legal jurisdiction are no longer purely compliance considerations, but competitive and geopolitical ones. Some Hacker News commentary explored cryptographic approaches that could make surveillance more technically difficult, though contributors noted that most practical communication systems ultimately require some degree of cooperation with legal frameworks, limiting the reach of purely technical countermeasures.